Okay, so as per Ben's and his comment, we will cover this session TPM at Guardian. I'm pretty sorry I'm the last person between you and a beer. So I have a limited amount of like slides, and I will do my best to not go too far. So TPM at Guardian is one of the like initiatives that you've heard of today, and the goal for this program is to build and maintain a global community of experts that seeks to raise the like, security awareness for the industry. Why a new program? Might you want to ask? And most of you have heard now about the TPL for the last hour, and more. We have heard of the site assessments. We have heard of the cloud like assessment. Now we need the kind of like third leg of the like that stool, which is the emissaries, the people that will kind of preach or spread all of these like good word. And our main goal here with this program is to deliver and increase the TPN value to vendors through a program that can educate and empowers vendor TPN ambassadors. Wonderful. So the goal for this whole like, program is first to increase the awareness of like, TPN and services. As we just mentioned, before, you've heard about TPN now, but you and your company or vendors might not know of all of the services that we might offer. So, one of the idea here is to expand the understanding of what services are like offered beyond the glossy piece of the paper. We also want to increase the visibility of the TPN and improve adoption and acceptance of the service, as well as update and maintain the policies and processes based on a workflow. And Keith and Ben just touched on this just at the end with any change happening in any company or in the vendor, the idea here is to be able to gather some of this like, information through this group of the Guardian and help for future estate. And we can also help you and your new company to like, understand more of your own like, workflows and track some of these flows. And lastly, increase compliance within your own company, within your segment, and use of the TPN and its best practices. And that will be done by spreading these best practices, tools, and own services that we hope will increase the use of our own program and this on a global basis. So it's truly awareness. It is a unified program. The program does establish a single benchmark of minimum security for this. But as we heard also today, most of the programs are controls frameworks that we know of are based either on NIST or on ISO, things that are pretty standard, okay? And so, back in MBA is based then on like this. What we're trying to do here is to translate this into language that is more understandable by all of our vendors, and both big and small. So it's translating into media-related language. For large companies, and I will not give you that, but large companies, the idea here is that we have a point of like entry and a point of like contact. For smaller companies that might not have had the chance or that luxury to have a security expert that is on their staff, that is their point of entry. That's a way for them to gain skills, gain like knowledge on other security, and for us to get another P in. By then creating that whole program, the vendors will gain like access to a database that we've discussed on of the vendors, but then like, also get trainings, get news, get some collaboration and like, sessions, get like update and some engagement that matters, things that just make us proud to be part of this community. We will like touch on this next. And the idea here is that, you know, it will raise the security, the like, awareness through the whole industry, not just the large companies, but you know, the like smaller ones. And Guy has a phrase that he does use at every the seminar, which is a rising tide lifts all like boats. Okay, so I just like copied this one, but that's what Guy says all the time. I think this is the main goal then here. So we're all the guardians. Okay, so the idea here again is to favor security, the awareness, and during the TPN onboarding the process, and Ben did touch on this, a security advocate, is that the right term, or a security contact, I think.
Yeah, I think security advocates, and yeah, all of this is just finding somebody that's willing to be the recipient of this information and is willing to cascade it out. Yeah, advocate.
Point of contact and an advocate has to be defined, and from that point onward, this person or this group of like people is our own guardian. This is our point of entry there to share news, to share the trainings, and I think everything else.
I think this was good for me. Yeah. I think it goes to a point that Lulu made, is oftentimes security information can be hard to digest. So educating one person that can then relay that in a format that's accessible, even in local language, it is a good global program. So our vendors in Thailand, one English speaker maybe that can then digest that and deliver that information. There's a number of different benefits to this approach. Also, people are more likely to consume information when it's coming from somebody they know and they trust.
This will help also the company to embrace best practices and better. And like, again, as for Ben's point, it's a global point. How do we keep these people engaged? Okay, it is like one really thing to just say, hey, you will be our point of contact from that now on, and that's on day one, and they never hear from us, or you know, they never want to do anything with us. So there's a bit of swag in there, okay? There's a bit of the goodies, you know, that like feel good thing. So once you join this group, this elite group, you will like receive a kind of conversation starter that a form of trophy that you know you can have on your desk in your entrance, but that is the starter. What is a guardian? What is a TPO? That just helps there for this. A letter signed by the board or by the chairman of the board that just welcomes you. You know, you are important to us. You are a vital piece of that effort. For us. Also, well, a sticker is nice, but it is nice. Certificate that you can frame, or we're debating, you know, if this will be framed and or not, that will look pretty good. That will just, you know, certificate that you have been assessed and that your rank assessment, you know, runs from this day to that day. That is, you know, good to have in your in your lobby or in your hallway, for owners to go and just see it.
Yeah, so one of the things we're including in that package is guidelines regarding how the guardian can socialise the information. Because actually, we do want to. There have been a number of participants of the program that have put something on LinkedIn or on their website, we want them to promote that. We just want to make sure that the vocabulary that they use, they don't use a word approved or exactly. So yeah. Forgiving, please do socialize this, but follow these rules.
Yeah. This might be the sole time that you will hear the word approved for anything from LinkedIn, but it's assessed, but just for this and this, it's approved. Yes. And so, you know, as a guardian, okay, you know, you will be considered as like a leader in our then group, and you will be one of the first like, persons to get news, to get new then policies or new updates on a framework or whichever new things. And we are working, look at this, it's not defined yet, but a notion of recognition by like industry peers. And we are working on defining this. That will come sometimes in 2019, but like, again, you don't want to get this lovely packet on day one, and then after that you get nothing. Okay, so we have to just keep our precautions then enticed. So what are the duties of our other guardians beyond spreading the good word? They will be assigned, so that's future estate, we aspire to this. They'll be assigned some tasks in the support of our program and of our missions. Many of these tasks would then involve them being like trained on the topic, but also use that very training to pass that just like training down or up. Okay, so you can be like running the like security for your small company. Well, bring the training or bring your peers to do that training in your next staff meeting or with your boss and share this knowledge. And also,
awesome. Just some quick examples of that can be how to construct robust passwords, the importance of encrypting your laptops and not leaving them on the front seat of your rental car. It's going to be initially going to be a lot of pretty basic stuff that is a byproduct of incidents that we, as common representatives, see occurring on a surprisingly regular basis. But then you also have the opportunity to educate people about what is phase two, how does the actual cloud track affect you or not affect you.
Yes. So some of the trainings for now we have two main trainings, one out and one coming next soon. But like ideally we could almost think of like only trainings as prevents that comment, you know, how do you protect this, think of that, you know, how do you not have two factor enabled just on your phone that when your phone is stolen you can't log in just anymore. We've had that very recently. And so we will also use as prevent standpoint both newsletters and then trainings. So the trainings, as said, we're aspiring to have quarterly the trainings on top of what it is today. Monthly newsletters that truly that cover a wide range of topics, from pure security related topics to industry wide. We are also like, working, as we said just like before, at on a notion of an award or an accolade for the whole industry. So some of us have that guardians of the quarter. How can we keep that with this whole program? I will also have, so not just this being like sent, but you can like access all the newsletters and all the trainings through a web portal, so at ttpn.org, and then also some marketing kind of black material to be done in the future that you could use in your own company, printing like posters or have like things that will be in line with an TPN that you can spread. Again, like a good word, not like everybody has a 50 heads like InfoSec team, but just like one guy, you know, just by the printer. So we will help these teams through like this. very briefly our timeline. And I just kept here the app security and like assessment just to give you a good idea. And let's be good. It doesn't mean that it ends by Denac ever, okay? This is when we, I think, want to have that come really Denac out. So we are actually working as we speak on this whole program. We are we have that like work group. We are defining what our roadmap is, what our trainings will be, what our welcome package will be, and more to come. And to look at again next year, where will you see us? So during CPS in December, I think it's on December 4th or 5th, we will have a dedicated TPM track during CPS, so we will have more than this. Probably redo the like 101 for the newcomers. Talk again just about cloud and things, but then like also maybe hear from vendors who have been like assessed. You know, what's good, what's bad, what could be done much better. We will also have at NAB. We think we will have our own track there, like too, through like this TPN or through the CDSA. I would love, and we're still discussing this, to create a monthly outreach to the community. A very simple way, just to gather once a month, maybe at a vendor's facility, I don't know, with just, you know, how to get tech people somewhere at night, just to give beers there and just put that in language, but like talk about security, talk about basic practices, talk about things that are coming. It's not just us talking to you once a year, HITS and CPS. It's we have to constantly keep people just aware. Like also, emails are great, but you know, often it like deletes. So that would help. And the moonshot, hence the little rocket here, is that next year we would love to in the partnership with one of the content owners, we would love to create kind of industry-wide Guardians Day or Content Security Day. That would be replicated truly through the whole industry, across all content owners, ideally across lots of like, the facilities, where we wouldn't be aware to like share training and like awareness with all the people there. And again, make it a bit fun, because talking about security is not super, super fun. So this is what we're aiming at doing. And with this, see, we have plenty of time for Q&A, and then we can run it downstairs to have a beer. Yep.
That's already in place right now, right? So for a guardian, like if I go to the TTPN website, which I have, and sign up as a guardian, I should expect to be getting email information back. And there would be a separate login for guardians.
Initially, the first thing happens is your email address gets added to the newsletter. So we haven't actually, other than the newsletter, we haven't had launched any of the actual community activities, the training, programs.
Yeah.
For the only thing you can expect right now is just that monthly newsletter subscription.
Okay. Then that's all on track.
Has that been sent out?
Wondering if something else should be coming.
September 1 was sent out, and the copy of that was on the website. October, I think, goes out next week.
Yep, next week. All right, great, thank you.
Who, where, how is the training, are you anticipating the training happening?
So for now, that we have one training that is on our website, if I'm correct.
Like self-videos?
Correct, yes. Going forward, again, aspiring in time, resources. Ideally, as for Ben's comment, you know, we can like, share some of these nuggets about how to secure your phone, how to secure all these very basic things that we might do by Denac default or not do, but that not like everybody thinks that go back. So just share this by a basic training that then the guardian can share again with peers.
The trainer, we might do it. I mean, yeah. I think we're thinking about a WebEx session for the guardians to attend, where we go through the materials and then implement. mark that request and then socialize that with their, across their company.
So, sort of thinking like a calendar of WebExes on different subjects?
Yeah.
Yeah, each quarter there'll be a topic. Yeah. We would publish that schedule in advance. Yeah.
And due to the time zones probably recorded, TBD, we do some of these, like internally we actually have now, and East Coast, West Coast is fine, Europe is fine-ish, Asia is a bit more complicated if you want to like hit truly from the Japan to wreck India, it's more complicated, unless you suffer insomnia.